This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Some people look at our high unemployment rate and say there aren't enough jobs out there. But others say there are plenty. Americans just aren't willing to do them. Which brings us to this recent segment from a Fox News special called Out of Work.
Have you looked for a job?
There's nothing out there. Nothing.
There are no jobs?
No, nothing in my field. I'm a medical assistant.
And what about going outside your field and working
that.
At a restaurant?
No, restaurant is not going to give me the money I need to stay where I am. I'll end up in a shelter working in a restaurant.
Yes, we are hiring. We need like 2 or 3 people at all the time, basically.
We're hiring for cashiers, also chefs, and prep guys.
Now, the man you hear talking to people in that clip is John Stossel. He's the host of Stossel on the Fox Business Network, and he joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So what made you decide to do that special?
Fox was doing an hour on unemployment, and I just couldn't figure out why we have high unemployment, but the Help Wanted Index is at an all-time high, and employers say they can't hire. So we went down to the local welfare and job center office in New York City, not far from the Fox offices. And within 2 blocks of that place, 4 staffers, 2 interns walked around for less than 2 hours just asking businesses, are you hiring? They asked 79. 40 said they were hiring. 24 said they would take people with no experience and train them, that they just wished more people would apply, that they were struggling to get workers. Now, these were mostly clothing stores and restaurants. These were minimum wage jobs. I'm not claiming these are high-skilled jobs. But that's how you get skilled and learn to show up. And people aren't applying for lots of those jobs.
So what do you take away from that, that people are lazy?
Well, certainly some people are lazy. I was lazy. And if you have a government that has a reasonably generous safety net and you can make as much about collecting unemployment or various welfare programs, then some people will just prefer that.
So you think that it's the government, it's not some sort of a work ethic that's instilled at a young age or throughout one's career, but that it's the government benefits that are offered by not working that make you not want to go out and really look for a job.
I think that this ethic didn't exist before there were government benefits. Before we had the big welfare state, there were mutual aid societies all over America, private. Most were religious. But they knew who really needed help because they were disabled or in need in some way and who needed a kick in the ass. And you couldn't just be lazy with them.
But there are a lot of people that would disagree with you out there that would say there are many Americans who are out of work. There aren't as many jobs as there are applicants. And so there needs to be some sort of a government safety net.
Well, I have no trouble with a government safety net if it's a limited government safety net. But what statistics that there are no jobs out there and people applying and can't find them? The Help Wanted Index is at an all-time high. A lot of those are skilled jobs, but we don't know that people are applying for these jobs. And in New York City, in my one simple test, people are not applying.
What do you think has happened then to the sort of hard work ethic that has defined America in the past?
We've taught people that in some cases it's easier to be dependent. And you're a sucker if you pound the pavement and work at one of those tough minimum wage jobs. I think other evidence that there are jobs available is that immigrants are risking their lives and getting ripped off by coyotes to sneak into America illegally. They find jobs.
Just because they're willing to do things that Americans aren't?
Often.
Well, where do they get that ethic from, do you think?
They get the ethic from coming from a country where you don't have a big, fat government safety net. You either work or you don't have food.
So you think that this hard work ethic problem in the United States could be solved simply by cutting back the government safety net?
Simply is not the right word. Once you've established a government safety net, it's very hard to get rid of it. You see it in Greece where people riot if you take away even the most minor of things. People get accustomed to getting free stuff. The more you turn it over to the private sector, though, to private charities, they are much better at saying to somebody, no, we're not just going to give you a monthly check. As one guy said, yeah, I could find work in New Jersey, but I don't want to live in New Jersey, so I'm staying in a shelter in New York. If you stop offering people blanket free stuff, yeah, people will go find work.
Do you have kids?
I do.
And what do you do to them to instill a hard work ethic?
That's a good question. One is a medical student. One is starting in his first job. And both seem to work pretty hard. And why they do that when they've had a comfortable life, I'm not sure. Perhaps talking to them at the dinner table that work gives you purpose in life and work is good for you. And don't count on getting money from me.
You hold back the allowance when they were growing up?
I gave them an allowance and told them if they wanted to buy stuff, they needed to budget their own money.
Well, John Stossel, host of Stossel on the Fox Business Network, whose latest book is No, They Can't, Why Government Fails But Individuals Succeed. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.